What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle White Show on What's the Topic. I hope you're doing great. I hope you've been amazing. And each and everything is working the way you want it to work. And yeah, I really do hope that you're in one piece and yeah, you're still breathing. Let me just put it that way. I really do hope that you're still breathing. That's what counts the most. And right now we're gonna do an awesome, amazing show. We're gonna have an amazing show. Because, yeah, as you saw, the topic itself, it's very interesting. I know you're probably listening to this and maybe you even fall into the whole section and everything. At the end of the day, you're always either going to agree with what I'm saying or you're going to disagree with what I'm saying. And if you do disagree, I want to know why you're disagreeing. Look, I'm not just going to stick to my opinions and everything. I also want to hear what do you have to say, you know, about the whole situation, about the whole topic and everything that I had to say. Because, look, what is a conclusion to me is not necessarily a conclusion to the person who's next to me or the person listening to this or you listening to this. So let me know what you think about the whole situation, about the whole topic. And, yeah, add on to what I have said or, yeah, you know, disagree. Feel free to speak your mind. And get hold of me as well. So do that. Actually do that. Yeah, send a message or a DM to us, you know, to us the topic, you know, referring to us the topic, obviously, on Active FM. And yeah, we'll definitely get back to you. And myself, I'll definitely respond back to you. So please make sure you do that. Today's topic, as you saw, is gays are a problem. Yes, gay people are a problem. That's what the topic is saying. So, are gay people a problem or are they not a problem? I mean, also you probably have a conclusion concerning that whole situation and the whole topic and that whole question. You probably have your own conclusion. So, do let me know what your conclusion is. Are gay people a problem or not? So, that's what we're going to be talking about. And before we get into everything that we're going to be talking about, you know, before we get into any of the jams and everything, you know, the juicy stuff, the juicy topic, we obviously do it how we do it right here. And myself, I give you a hot tune. Yes, hot tune that you're going to enjoy. In other words, music, you know, that you're actually going to love. Here is Reactive Conquering. Enjoy.
Not overtaken by temptation,
holding on
to my salvation,
holding on
distant to impregnations. Cannot be defeated,
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA,
this victory I'll repeat it.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
You'll fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns,
it gives me victory.
And I'm just living in victory. Losing has become my history. And if my God is for me, then nothing can come against me.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
weapon form will prosper.
He will fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns
gives me victory.
And now I'm just living in victory. Hey. Losing has become my history. Hey. And if my God is for me, hey, then nothing can come against me.
Amazing year. So we're just gonna get back into this. I'm gonna do the most right here on What's the Topic. Now today's topic, as I said, is gays are a problem. Gay people are a problem. And like I said, the question is, are they really a problem? Now there's a lot of interesting things that are actually happening out there. Yes, even in the NFL world, you know, everything. Yeah, like let's just say worldwide, there's a lot of things that are actually happening concerning, you know, gays, lesbians, you know, LGBTQ, you know, all those funny genders that, yeah, they actually have. And like on Gab, if you actually had to go to Gab, you'll find there's also interesting things happening down there. Like you have a person who, like your former NFL player, Carl Nassib, he decided that he's actually going to become the first openly gay NFL player. And something that's interesting is from him actually doing this, and by the way, he is a Republican, so yeah, in case you are wondering, probably you even know that he is. So he is a Republican, and yeah, he decided he's gonna be openly gay and he's an NFL player. And from him doing this, it actually upset all the right people. Not all your right people, yes, they got upset by this. So yeah, Carl Nassib created some other interesting things there, you know, in your, yeah, NFL world, and the people that are actually, you know, connected to him and everything. And yeah, obviously he was a Twitter hero, you know, for coming out as a gay person. I mean, there's people out there that are like, yes, we are supporting this, we're happy with him, we are actually glad that he came out as gay and, you know, he revealed the truth and everything, because now they able to also come out, you know, other people that are gay as well, they able to come out as gay and, you know, openly claim that they gay. So they were happy, and they were happy to hear his news and everything. So that's actually what's happening. And yeah, like, let me know what you think about the whole situation. If it's a good thing, or you think, nah, this is a definite no. Myself, I'm not supporting this. I do not agree with what's happening. You know, there's people who actually don't agree with, yeah, this whole situation. People who don't agree with gay people. And yeah, they obviously have a lot of things to say. So if you're one of them, do let me know. And if you agree with this, actually tell me why you agree. So now, there were, like I said, there's a tweet that actually went out, you know, concerning, you know, Carl Nassib and everything, you know, him being gay. And this is what the article says. So the article says, yesterday Carl Nassib was a Twitter hero for coming out as a gay NFL player. Today Twitter is terrified he's a Republican who voted for Trump. Shy. Check out the research terms autofill when you type in his name on Twitter. I have no idea what Nassib's politics are, but this is perfect. So this was a person by the name of Clay Travis who decided to put this tweet up. So yeah, go and check out Carl Nassib on Twitter. And I mean, also on Twitter, there's other interesting things that are happening. You know, I think it was the Carl Nassib effect that went out. You actually see that there's even a gay people summer games, if I can put it that way, that's coming up, you know. And yeah, hey, let's just say it's interesting. It's really interesting. But it also got me to, you know, think about the whole situation. I'm like, now why do we have people who are guy who are pretending to be normal and not gay and everything, and then they decide that they're gonna change their gender, they become a female, and then they go and you know, like, participate in the whole, you know, female sports and everything. And yeah, to them, they're doing the right thing and all those stuff, which for me, it's a no-no. It's a definite no-no. You can't go and, you know, participate in your female sports and you are a guy and you think that is okay. It's actually, it works for you. Nah, I don't think that works. Why don't you pull a stunt like Carl Nassib? Not that I am promoting or saying that he's gay and it's right and everything, but look at him on the other side. He's obviously not saying that, hey, I'm going to go and participate in the female sports and everything. He didn't pull that stunt. He didn't say that. He didn't do that. So why are you doing it? I mean, yeah, I think that's something like, to an extent, unfair. And yeah. Look, that is what's happening, yeah, all around the world. You have you obviously have your gay people, your lesbian people, and yeah, like all of these different things that are actually happening. Yo, so I actually, you know, decided that I was gonna go to Twitter and find out, okay, Carl Nassib. Let me type Carl Nassib and actually find out what is happening. And from me doing that, I actually ended up seeing a tweet by President Biden. Yes, so, you know, obviously, but President Biden, he's the president of USA and everything. So I actually found a tweet of his to Carl Nassib. And yeah, this is what he had to say. So this is what the tweet says. And it was actually, he tweeted it on the 23rd of June. That's when he tweeted this. And he said to Carl Nassib and Kumi Yokoyama, so two prominent inspiring athletes who came out this week, I'm so proud of your courage. Because of you, countless kids around the world are seeing themselves in a new light today. That is complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. And if you are listening to this and you are in USA, yeah, how can you support this president with such a stunt? So that's my question. But it is what it is. Now there's obviously more and everything, and yeah, I'm actually gonna give you more, but here is a gem for you to enjoy.
Yeah. like sleep, it lays roll. I know my redeemer. This blessed assurance control. When peace like a river. When sorrow like sea billows roll. I know my redeemer. Who shed his own blood for my soul.
Really amazing, that was awesome. And yes, if you are still wondering who is that, there is Lion of Judah, Joy, and this is the Matthias remix. Yeah, I know my brain was doing other things while I was trying to say that, and it was like, yeah, okay, let me not try and explain, but we were still doing, you know, the whole topic of KZI problem. Yes, that's where we were still on KZI problem. And yeah, the question is still, are they a problem or not? But yeah, there's a lot of questions that a lot of people had. And even the word, what did the word have to say? Look, if we had to go into the word, like in the beginning, God didn't create, you know, gays, and, you know, he didn't create Adam and Steve, but instead it was male and female, and they were there for the purpose of multiplying, being fruitful, and subduing, you know, having dominion. That's why Adam was given Eve, who is there, you know, as a compatible companion for Adam. So this whole situation of gays and everything, yes, I know there's a lot of interesting things that people have to say, but at the end of the day, it's a problem, because that's not how the original design, that's not how people are created, mankind, you know, that's how we're not created to live. We're not created to live as, you know, a man and a man, or a female and a female. It was a male and a female. That's how we were created. So if you do have a problem with that, let me know why you have a problem and what's your point of view of the whole situations and everything. And yeah, the next show, I do want to touch on, you know, lesbians and what's happening, you know, in fact, go that whole LGBTQ, you know, all they are interesting. Yeah, letters and everything. Yeah, you know, just take a look at what's happening in that direction. And yeah, for myself, Fearless Eagle, thank you for listening to the show, thank you for tuning in, and I do hope that you want to say a lot, you have a lot to say, and do comment, leave your comment so that I can see what you're thinking of and how you're thinking of everything. So do let me know how it is. If it's good morning to you, good morning. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good afternoon. Have a good day. And if it's good evening. Hope you have your last meals and go to bed. If it's good night, have an awesome, amazing night. And whatever time, whatever day you're getting this show, still applies. Make sure that you get the word out there. And yeah, do give it to your friends as a gift. To everyone that listens to us, the topic, I would love to thank you for listening to us, the topic. I mean, we do have a lot of people who listen to us, the topic. Even you listening to this, you count. Thank you very much. And yeah, on some platforms we've hit over 10k, you know, 10k listeners And, you know, weekly on some platforms, we over 1K. And on others, we over 2K. I'm really, really grateful. And, yeah, do share the show. Do get the word out there. And do let everyone know that Active FM is the place to be. And your boy, Fearless Eagle, is the one, you know, doing the most. Yes, we need to be fearless in the world. Peace out and God bless. Enjoy the last song.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Catching buses, now we catching planes, yeah. Ayy, through it all, I stay the same. Ay, don't switch on me now, you was not around. Dog, I stay down. Was walking through the hallways, always had a dream of doing something bigger. Yeah, funny how they let you do the groundwork, then they wanna come around and build with you. Hey, always been a honey with my dogs down since day one, and I'm still with them. Hey, never let nobody get a seat, a better table if they wasn't in the field with you. Thought I told you I can never let up. Chilling on the spinning, I've been trying to get my bread up. I was in the lab till 3 just to get a best session and catch the bus, no Jerome Bitters. No days off, I ain't clocked out, shit. I just kept my head down, trying to get it. Yeah, had to take a whole lot of L's just to get where I am. And the whole team winning, yeah. Bitch, one was been on the road since I was on the road. I had the vision, I just got off of the road. Killing like every show, all independent. Don't act like you didn't know. I told these suckers before I was gonna kill them. I sold them beats for the low just so I could buy me some pay. But know what the feeling, yeah. You give me. I was in that lunch line scraping up my chain, yeah. I was catching buses, now we catching planes, yeah. Ayy. Through it all, I stay the same. Ay, don't switch on me now. You was not around. Dog, I stay down.
Chilling by yourself can be so therapeutic. Only trash talk, no walk by scooter. Only thing that you're doing while you're talking is polluting. I was working on solutions. The enemy is present, there's confusion. A lot of evil powers are colluding, pursuing, recruiting. Trying to find somebody looking stupid. What's worse than falling for a loser? Falling for illusions. They know I'm the real thing, I ain't gotta prove it. Chilling with a dark skinned girl like Susie. Any other time I'm in a dungeon making music. When I'm writing songs, I'll just let the Lord use me. I can make a meme from a beat before a brick. Howling people rabbits, they already know the click. Drug use bad, but people use worse. It's a lot of people hurt and it really makes me sick.
So stay down, 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 down. Don't switch on me now. Gotta stay down, 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 down.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle.
I done been in hell and back. Told her that I seen it all. They were trying to bring me down. Tell them niggas I'm a ball. Take another loss. Put the city on the map. Got a problem we can solve.